Okay, we'll start as it is. Well, do make sure that you can. See if you can't do stand up. Now, in that reading we've just had, Jesus compares himself to a vine. Now, who can tell me what a vine is? Can you tell me what a vine? Do you know what a vine is? Hannah, do you know what a vine is?
It's a plant.
It's a plant, absolutely right. And what grows on vines? Can you tell me? Yes. Grapes, that's right. Here's, we have grapes. Now, there's a picture of one coming up on the screen. There. You see that? It's the same picture there. There is a vine tree, you see? And with the grapes going on. Now, we might think it a bit odd that Jesus compares himself to a vine. This is a bit strange, isn't it? He says, I am the true vine. He says, I am a vine. We think, well, that's a bit odd. Why does he compare himself to a vine? Well, in the Bible, a vine represented the people of God, God's special people. And I've got a vine here. There we are. And so there's a vine. And there are some grapes growing on it. Now, who has a school uniform? Anybody go to school? Do you have a school uniform? Anybody else go to school? Do you have a school uniform? Most people? No, you don't have a school uniform. Oh, very odd. Well, perhaps you do. Well, often school uniform, you have a badge, don't you? On part of it, your uniform, a crest, and that shows that you are part of that school. When everybody sees that badge, they know that you belong to a school. And it's actually the same, that actually whole countries have badges. So, I wonder if anybody can tell me which country has this as their badge? Anybody? Yes, well, you've answered a very good question. Yes, Isaac? That's right, England. That's right, the red rose, England. I've got another one. How about this one? anybody else? We've got England? Yes? Well done, it's Scotland. Now, I've got a very hard one now, a very difficult one indeed. Now, can you tell me what that is? Do you know what that is? Yes? Do you know, Tom? Let's try someone else. Yes, Alexander.
Wales.
Well done, it's Wales. Now, and the emblem for Israel was a vine. That was the emblem for Israel. And in fact, they used to, on their coins, you know, we have, on our coins, we have the queen's head stuck on our coins. Well, they actually had a vine on their coins. And on the temple doors in Jerusalem, they had a picture of a vine. Because a vine represented Israel at the time, were the people of God. Now, I've got no idea why a leek is an emblem for Wales, but I do know why a vine was an emblem for Israel. You see, vines have only one purpose, and that is to produce grapes. That's the only reason why people grow vines. You see, the flowers of a vine are very small and unimpressive. We've got some lovely flowers, haven't we, around the church. They're beautifully decorated for us. Yet you would never use any flowers of a vine. They're very unimpressive. The leaves, well, actually, their leaves are useless as well. Actually, leaves can be very useful. There are some leaves of trees are used for medicine, and some are used for eating, and actually, some are used for making things. You can make baskets out of some leaves. But the leaves of a vine, completely useless. And as for the wood, well, again, it's just like kind of bits of You can see on the picture there, on the screen as well, it's like bits of twig. You can't build anything. You can't make kind of furniture or pews out of vine. Completely useless. No, vine only have one purpose, and that is to produce fruit. And that was a picture of what God wanted Israel, the nation of Israel, his people to be. He wanted them to be fruitful. Now, a vine is becomes fruitful by producing grapes. The nation of Israel was to be fruitful by living such good and wonderful lives amongst all the other nations who didn't know God, that the whole way that they lived as God's people was to make such a difference that people would say, wow, what a wonderful thing it is to have God as your God. What a wonderful thing it is to know God and to be in relationship with God. And that is how God's people were to be fruitful. And that is still actually God's purpose today. God's purpose is that when we go to school, he wants his people to live such different lives in accordance with his ways that people say, wow, there's a real difference about that. It's a really attractive difference that person has, because actually they live for God. And or when we go to work, many of us, we're not going to be at church tomorrow, are we? Some of us will be at our places of work. And God wants us to live such a different way that people say, wow, what a wonderful thing it is to know God. What a wonderful thing it must be to be in relationship with God. Or when we go on holiday, again, we don't ever take a holiday from being God's special people. He wants to say, wow, what a difference. And when we play our sport as well, whatever we do, there should be that difference. That was God's purpose for his people. That the folk would say, as other people who didn't know him would see his people, they would say, wow, isn't it wonderful to have God as your God? Isn't it wonderful to be in relationship with God and to know him? What a great difference he makes to how people live. Okay, and so when Jesus says, I am the true vine, he's actually making an extraordinary statement. He is saying that if you want to be friends with God, if you want to be connected with God and one of his special people, you must be connected to Jesus. Because Jesus is the true vine. He is the true Israel. We can't be one of God's special people without being connected to Jesus. All right, so we've had a look at the vine, and we're now going to think about the branches. Now, if Jesus is the vine, who do we think the branches are? And there's another branch. Look, up it goes. If Jesus is the vine, who do we think the branches are? Who's going to tell me? Who do you think the branches are? Who do you think? Sorry? People. But which people do we think? You're absolutely right, people. Which people do we think? Yes? Let's go. Yes, us. If we are believing and trusting in Jesus, then it's us, isn't it? Because, remember, Jesus is speaking, when he says this, he's speaking to his disciples in the upper room. And he says to them, I am the vine, you are the branches. So it's Jesus' followers, it's those who have believed and trusted in Jesus, they are the branches. Now, I have here a plant. It's not a vine, but it's the nearest I could get from Sainsbury's. Now, I want you to tell me what would happen if I'm going to cut something off here, right? Don't cut too much. If we cut this little branch off here, okay? Falls to the ground. There we are. Now, what's going to happen eventually? What's going to happen to this? Can you tell me what's going to happen? We've had lots of questions. Yes? No? It's going to die, isn't it? I've cut it off now. And it's left the stem. And actually, it's got died because it's got none of the food and the water it needs to survive. Will it produce any flowers? No? Not going to produce any flowers. Is it going to produce any fruit? No? It's going to die. And, says Jesus, it becomes useless, isn't it? Worthless. Because it's been cut off now from the stem, actually from the vine, and, says Jesus, actually, all it is useful for is to be thrown into the fire. There is a branch, dead branch, no flowers, no fruit. So Jesus says, what it does, it gets picked up, thrown into the fire. It's right, because actually, without Jesus, without being connected to Jesus, we cannot produce the fruit. We cannot produce those changed lives. You see, remember, that's God's purpose for his special people. Do you remember it? His purpose, be fruitful, that people might see us and say, wow, what a wonderful thing it is to have God as your God. But Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And it's sadly, many people today seek to try to please God apart from Jesus. There are people of other religions who perhaps they believe in God, and but they don't bother with Jesus. Perhaps some of them, because they didn't even know him. And we cannot please God apart from Jesus, because Jesus said, I'm the true vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. If we want to live the sort of lives that people say, wow, what a wonderful thing it is to be in relationship with God. What a wonderful thing it is to know God and have him as your God. Then we need to be connected to Jesus. We need to be believing in him and trusting in him and following him and obeying in him. You see, we're a bit like, on a raid, we're a bit like this glove. Now, what can this glove do as it stands? Nothing. Absolutely. As it stands, it can't do anything, can it? But if you put a hand in the glove, now what can it do? Yeah. It keeps your hand warm, that's right, but it can actually do whatever the hand wants now, can't it? That's the point. Before, without the hand in the glove, it could do it. Now the moment the hand's in the glove, well, it could do everything the hand wants. And that is the same with us. On our own, we cannot please God. We cannot live the life that God wants. We cannot live the sort of life which makes people think, wow, what a wonderful thing it is to be in relationship with God. What a wonderful thing it is to have God as your God. But if we are connected to Jesus and we have his spirit living within us, just as branches of a vine need to be connected to the main stem and receive all the food for it to produce the grapes, so we need to be connected to Jesus if we're going to live the lives that please God and make other people say, wow. And the wonderful thing is, do you notice the promise? It's a great promise. Jesus said, I am the vine. Have we all got it now? See if we can do it. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. It's a promise. If we remain in Jesus, if we walk closely with Jesus, we will be fruitful. People will see us. It's true of us as a church. it's true of us as individuals. The people will see a difference and say, wow, what a wonderful thing it is to know God. What a wonderful thing it is to be in a relationship with God through Jesus. Let's pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is your great desire that we might be fruitful, to live the sorts of lives that bring honor and glory to your name. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the vine, the true vine. You're the one who makes us a part of God's special people. You're the one in whom we need to be connected so that we might be fruitful, that we might live those lives that make such a difference to the world and point people to you and to our Heavenly Father. Amen.